This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Rescuers in Turkey pulled more people from the rubble early on Saturday, 5 days after the country's most devastating earthquake since 1939. But hopes were fading in Turkey and Syria that many more survivors would be found. In an AP interview, Cairo volunteer Renee Gian says it's important for her to do something to help get relief supplies to the people in quake-hit Syria.
I'm here helping with collections that are going to be sent to Syria for the earthquake victims. One of my friends was in contact with this organization, helped gather a lot of donations that we dropped off, and now we're all here helping to pack and label the boxes to be put on the flight to go over to Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of people were expected to take part in demonstrations across France on Saturday as protesters seek to keep up the pressure on the government over its plans to make people work longer before retiring. After 3 days of nationwide strikes since the start of the year, unions are hoping to match a mass turnout from January 19th, when more than 1 million people marched in opposition to pushing the age to take a full state pension to 64 from 62. The Islamic Republic marked the 44th anniversary of the Iranian Revolution on Saturday with state-organized rallies as anti-government hackers briefly interrupted a televised speech by President Ibrahim Raisi. Raisi, whose hardline government faces one of the boldest challenges yet from young protesters calling for its ouster, appealed to the angry youth to repent so they can be pardoned by Iran's supreme leader. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. Ukraine's supporters have circulated a proposed resolution to the UN General Assembly on the eve of the first anniversary of the Russian invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Supporters say the proposed resolution underscores the need for peace, ensuring Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity. The proposed resolution, obtained on Friday by the Associated Press, is broader and less detailed than Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's 10-point peace plan. UN diplomats, speaking on condition of anonymity because discussions have been private, said this was a deliberate decision by Ukraine and its backers to try to gain maximum support when the resolution is put to a vote on February 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on U.S. President Joe Biden's planned visit to Poland now for the one-year anniversary of the start of the war in Ukraine. The White House says President Biden will travel to Poland later this month. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will meet with Poland's president about bilateral cooperation,
as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The president is trying to rally allies as the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine war approaches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the visit is meant to give Ukraine a boost, too.
We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces, and the United States is going to continue to stand by them.
Russia is believed to be planning a renewed offensive in conjunction with the anniversary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A U.S. fighter jet has shot down an unidentified object drifting high over the U.S. state of Alaska, the White House says. Just 6 days after the downing of an alleged Chinese spy balloon sparked a fresh diplomatic rift with Beijing. When that giant Chinese balloon made its uninvited visit, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin turned to a hotline system set up with Beijing to defuse the situation. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
China's defense ministry says it refused a call from Austin after the balloon was shot down because the U.S. had not created the proper atmosphere for dialogue and exchange. A ministry spokesperson says the U.S. action had seriously violated international norms and set a pernicious precedent. It's been an experience that's frustrated U.S. commanders for decades when it comes to getting their Chinese counterparts on a phone or video line, as some flaring crises sends tensions between the two nations climbing. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.